Mr. Fogg, I'm wondering what you're going to do with him now. He's still a red-headed boy. But you know what? You're very fortunate. I'd give anything if my sons could preach like him. Anything. You have to be proud.
It's not too late, brother.
No, and I'd like to pray for that. I'm going to try to be as quick as possible. I prayed on this message, and I have cried over this message, and it's a long message. It's a long introduction and a short message. However, Pastor said we have 15 minutes, and I don't want these other guys to think I'm going to hog all the time. Brother Samuel and I was talking about a year ago or so, and I was kidding him about who gets to go first and everything. And Samuel, I think, Brother Samuel, you went last year. I can't remember. But Brother Samuel said, well, you know, he saves the best for last. Well, I don't want to disappoint y'all, but I'm not the best. These four that came up, let me tell you, they were a blessing.
Amen.
I am so pleased with Brother Jose. Well, Joshua too, but he's been around a while. But Brother Jose, I am so pleased, so proud of you. I know that God is proud of you for the steps that you're taking forward for Him. Brother Joshua, he preached tonight. I hadn't seen him preach that good. Of course, he preaches next door there. See, these other guys, Brother Jose, they get a little practice over there. And me, I have the nursing home, and they're old, and some of them don't even know what I'm saying, you know. But you know, but here's the blessing. You see, God gave me the opportunity, and He put a burden in my heart for the nursing home people.
Yep.
And so I asked Brother Fogg, and he thought it was a great idea. And like I said, I will never do anything without my pastor's approval. He is my leader. He is my spiritual leader, and God tells him what He wants me to do. That's how I look at it. Now, y'all may not see it that way, but I believe that my pastor is filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe God guides my pastor, and He teaches and leads me and guides and directs me. And so I put my faith in God.
Yes, sir.
But I let my pastor also help me and teach me.
Amen.
My message tonight is short. It's called Happy New Year.
Amen.
Now, we're here in a few short hours, and then be another year. No. We human beings should do that. No, to God, it's just time keeps going.
Yes, sir.
Father, I thank You, Lord, for the privilege it is, Lord, to be here and in Your space here, Heavenly Father, Your holy place here. It's a privilege, Lord, to be able to speak to these people. I pray, God, that I'll be a blessing to them, but Father, more than anything, I want to be a blessing to You. I want to thank You for my salvation and thank You for loving me and giving me this opportunity. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. What does God want me to tell my brothers and sisters in Christ for the new year? So, first, Jesus loves you. You already know that.
Amen.
However, Jesus loved you yesterday. He loves you today. He'll love you tomorrow.
Yep.
Jesus will love you forever.
Amen.
His love is never ending.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to say a few things here, and I'm going to try to get done as quick as possible and get off here before the pastor throws me off here. Because there's a few things I'm going to say that might upset some of you.
Uh-oh.
Second, and I've preached this before, I've been up here before and told you about this, but I'm going to say it again. And I wouldn't be here if I didn't think God wanted me to bring this message to you. None of you here are here by accident. You're here because God wanted you to be here. You're here because God had brought you here. Second, we need to get down to business. We need to get busy going down. Get down to business, going about and doing God's work. And the third thing, it's show and tell time. How many of you know about that? Show and tell. If you're going to talk the talk, you need to walk the walk. If you're going to show your salvation, and you tell everybody I'm a Christian, and you walk around and you pass out these tracts, I don't want to see you walking into a what do they call them, taverns, I think, or nightclub.
Right.
That ain't going to work. No. If you are a Christian, And you talk the talk. I am a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. You better walk the walk and show people that you love them.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to go on visitation.
Yeah.
Those people ain't going to bite you. Like one of the brothers said, Brother Jose, I believe it was said, that sometimes they think you're handing them a snake. But I don't mind them slamming the door in my face. I don't mind them telling me to get out of there. Well, I do mind it. That's not true. I want to tell them about Jesus.
Amen. Yep.
And it does break my heart.
Yep.
But I know that I'm doing God's will. I'm doing God's work.
Yeah,
now look at me.
Yeah, man.
I turned 72 years old. And I got something to say to you young men. I had an opportunity at your age to serve God, and I did for a while, and then Satan took a hold of me and got me out of it.
Yeah.
Don't let him do that. Don't let him win.
Amen, brother.
This time, Satan is not going to win in my life.
Yep.
But you have a golden opportunity to serve God. You're young.
Yep.
You can memorize. You can get out and walk. But look at me. At 72, God has given me an opportunity.
Yep.
But I don't have much time left.
Yep.
But you do.
Amen.
Do all you can do for the Lord Jesus Christ as long as he allows you to do it.
Amen.
Jesus loves you and he proved it. It said in John chapter 15 verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Yep.
Now, I can't see that clock bell from brother. Now listen, we're charter members. Most of us anyway.
Amen.
I think all of us here signed.
Yep.
Okay. Now we have a great responsibility to God. After all, it's his church.
That's right. Yep. Amen.
But he's left it in our care.
Yep.
All right, now here's something we need to think about. A church is not this building. A church is a group of his people that worship him, that love him, and they get together on Sundays and Wednesdays and Sunday night and Sunday morning. And anytime these doors are open, we should be here if at all possible.
Amen.
Now, I know it's impossible sometimes for a lot of people. There's work and other things involved. They're sick.
Amen.
But if we get that opportunity, we need to be here.
Yep.
We're a church. Remember, we're a church family. I pray. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I want you to know that I pray for all of you.
Amen.
I kind of remember, in my mind, I go up and down the rows. Y'all keep changing seats. You can't do that. You mess up my prayer. But I do. I pray for brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. And then I hear your request.
Yep, yep.
And even at my age, I do remember a lot of it, and I pray.
Amen.
And so what I'm saying is, you're my family.
Yep.
You're my church family. We're a church group. This is God's church. We're God's people.
That's right.
It's our responsibility. Now, we're to care for our pastor and his family. Remember, I just told you, he is our spiritual leader here. He is our guide, if you will. God sent him here to lead the flock. He's our shepherd. And not just in prayer, but in physical deeds also. It is our responsibility to address all his needs according to God's will. If God has spoken to your heart to do something for the pastor or his family, then do it.
Amen.
Don't expect someone else to do it for you. God spoke to you. God spoke to my heart to do something. I do it.
Yeah. Amen. Good. It's good. Amen.
We are to care for all aspects of our church.
Yeah.
We are the church.
Yes, sir.
So it goes without question. We take care of each other as God gives us ability to do so.
Yep.
If we examine ourselves, and I think the conclusion we will come to is just this. How serious are we when we consider these commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ? John 15, verse 14. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. He was speaking to his disciples. The Bible tells us in Psalms 119, 143, trouble and anguish have taken hold of me, yet thy commandments are my delights.
Yep.
Our goal. No, I want to go just a little bit farther here. I want to tell you, getting serious about ourselves, that's the church.
Yeah.
We get serious about teaching. Teaching in Sunday school, teaching in church, teaching at home, teaching anyone that you know, a little child, Taryn may come up or something, tell her the truth about Jesus, or any other little child that might want to know, teaching the children. Brother Joshua does a great job over there. Well, so does Brother Ethan, but y'all teaching junior church.
Yep.
You're doing what God wants you to do, but you're teaching what God wants you to do and teaching God's word. And when God calls, and I'm talking to anyone here, especially young men, when God calls you to preach,
yeah,
or he opens that door, or he opens the door to any other ministry, be it missions or nursing home ministry. There are lots of nursing homes in this town that could use young preachers.
Yes, sir.
But when he opens that door of opportunity, take hold.
Yeah.
Remember, I just told you a while ago, well, God said, hey, I want you to do something, you do it. If he tells you to do something for the pastor, you do it. If he tells you to do something for the benefit of this church, you do it.
Yeah.
Beyond question. But our goal this next year is not a goal. But I'd like for us to have something in our heart, just something like this right here. It is our goal, or personal goal, to lead others to Christ.
Yeah.
That's to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ and to win souls to Jesus.
Amen.
But we're not going to stop there.
Yep.
We're going to help them to follow Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
I think what we need when we start soul winning again, I'm going to try to make it a goal of my own to go back. If I've led someone to the Lord, I'm going back to them.
Yes, sir.
And teach them about baptism the best I can.
Yep.
Well, I know about baptism. Well, pretty much all know about baptism.
Yep.
But and do my best to get them to come to the church.
Amen.
And get under God's word.
Amen.
Many years ago, I've realized this and I heard this. You get someone under God's word and let the power of the Holy Spirit touch their heart.
Yep.
He will.
Yes.
That's how he got a hold of me the second time.
Yep.
The first time, he convicted me. I went forward. I got saved. And I was on fire for the Lord. I was happy. I couldn't want to tell everybody.
Yep.
But the thing was, the people that I was around, I was talking on deaf ears. So being a babe in Christ, that's something we need to consider. Young converts are babes in Christ, and they need God's word, but they need us. That's why we've got to be strong in God's word, so that we know what we're talking about, and we tell them about Jesus.
Yeah.
I was a baby in Christ, and I moved away from where I got saved, or I would have probably had a lot more help in the Bible. But then I was kind of like on my own. Well, I was still excited. You know, I asked people that I knew real close, you know, hey, have you been saved? You know Jesus is your Lord and personal Savior? Well, yeah, you know, spit that old tobacco. Yeah, you know. No, I don't think. But anyway, my point was, I got discouraged.
Yeah.
And I got out of the will of God. And later on, God spoke to my heart, and I got back in the will of God.
Amen.
And I surrendered to the ministry. I did a lot of work for the Lord. Not for the Lord. Well, for him. But I did a lot of work that I felt like I was doing for the Lord. Okay, at the time. But Satan kept telling me I wasn't good enough to do it for the Lord. You're not doing this for the Lord. So I got very discouraged again.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of personal problems, and so I got out of God's will. So I worked junior church, and I loved it. And I went on bus visitation, and I loved it. I preached to nursing homes, and I loved it. I knew I was doing what God wanted me to do. But Satan kept telling me, your past is not... what you're doing is not right. You know, you're being a hypocrite. That's the word I'm looking for. So he kind of had me convinced that I was a hypocrite. But I really wasn't, because I loved the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd been saved, and I was happy serving the Lord.
Yeah.
And when I got away from serving God, I really felt bad.
Yep.
And then I went to Alaska, and God spoke to my heart again, and I came forward, and I served the Lord. And then I went through a divorce, and I moved up here. I remarried. I went to Brother Way's church and began to serve the Lord again, and as much as I could. And then I moved where I'm at, and I've told you all about this before. And then he told me about, and I want to tell about Sister Fogan, that track.
Yes.
My wife and I served the Lord up there, but things have happened, and my wife, I don't know. I want y'all to pray for her, but that's not why I'm up here. Now, my time's almost up. Anyhow, so I want to continue serving God as much as possible. Brother Way said, well, there's a young man and his wife are starting a church right not far from where you live. And so I went to this little church, and one of his daughters, I'm not sure who it was, Samuel was real small then, but Sister Fogg gave me a track, and she said, well, if your wife's interested in going to the ladies' meeting, and she wrote a phone number on there, and the time for the ladies' meeting that those ladies always have. Anyhow, I don't know, secret meetings, I think. I'm not sure. Us men are never invited, isn't that something? I was flipping through my Bible, and that track just kind of popped up there, and I saw that.
Amen.
And I called Sister Fogg, and I told her who I was, and she didn't remember me, but she said, I know Brother Fogg would be very interested in talking to you. And so I came down here and started, and y'all, the rest is history, as you might say. I need to get back on my message and get through with this thing. It's show and tell time.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that before. We have talked the talk, and now it's time for us to walk the walk. And we must show our salvation, what we need. And we need spiritual boot camp.
Yep.
Anybody been in the military? Brother Fogg will tell you. Let me tell you something about boot camp. We need a spiritual boot camp. Self-discipline. We need self-discipline.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to define self-discipline right quick. Self-discipline is a code of behavior, activity, or experience that provides mental or physical training, mental self-discipline.
Yep.
Spiritual boot camp. Make ourselves, have self-discipline in ourselves. We're going to make ourselves memorize verse. We're going to make ourselves go on soul winning.
Yeah.
Why? Why are we going to do that? Because we love the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are going to do that because we love the Lord and we want to win souls to Jesus.
Yep, yep.
And that's why we need a boot camp,
yep,
so to speak, in our heart, in our mind.
Amen.
Self-discipline, he'll tell you when he was in the military, and I can tell you myself, if we had a drill instructor that said, get down and give me 20, we got down and gave him 20.
Yep.
That is obedience.
Yep. That's right.
But if he told us you better have those shoes shine,
yep,
you made yourself shine those shoes.
Yeah.
You made yourself do things that you normally didn't think you could do, because he told us to do it. The drill instructor, or I don't know what they called them when you was in there, boat captains or something, I don't know. Anyway, we never got that clear. Thing of it is, we did have self-discipline.
Yeah.
And that's what we need now. God commands us to do things for him. Winning souls is wise, the Bible tells us.
That's right, brother.
Now,
yep,
we need to, if you will, force ourselves to obey God's word.
Yep.
After a while, it becomes easy.
Yes, sir.
It becomes easy to read God's word. Yep. It becomes easy to obey God's word. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, but I keep under my body and bring into subjection, lest at any by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself be a castaway.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I myself should be a castaway. If we keep our body under subjection, we keep ourselves spiritually disciplined,
yep,
we'll learn to win souls a whole lot faster and a whole lot easier. We'll be brave enough. We'll not be afraid to go up to a door. I'm Richard Worcester. This is Brother So-and-so, and I'm from Amazing Grace Baptist Church.
Yep.
We'd like to know, you know, if you go to church, to stop by to invite you.
Yes, sir.
I'm going on the last 3 points, and then I'm done. I'm a little bit over my time here, I think. I can't tell for sure. The three things that I told you earlier. Happy New Year. God wants us to be happy.
Yeah.
In 2018, God don't want us to be sad all the time.
That's right.
God wants us to be happy.
It is.
The Bible tells us, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Amen. And any time we can do something that will glorify the Lord,
amen,
we're happy.
Yep.
Now, Christian service and being faithful in all things, tithing, preaching, teaching, soul winning, passing out tracts, being faithful, yes, and every time you serve, these doors are open and we're serving the Lord. We're a group. We're a church family.
Yes.
Pray for one another.
Amen.
Being happy. I have about 5 different scriptures, but I'm about out of time, so I'm going to go through those. Bible's full of places it tells you. It tells you in Proverbs. It's full of places there that tells you about being happy. In Psalms 128 and 2. Anyway, the second. Happy is first. New is your second. Newness of life. Let us resolve to be a new Christian in 2018. And when I say new, let's put ourselves on the line, so to speak. Let's get right up there and start doing new things for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
New things to bring honor and glory to God. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable,
yep,
unto God,
yep,
which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
It goes on to say, that you may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes, sir.
Romans chapter 6, 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life.
Yes,
happy new year. Newness next year.
Amen.
And year, happy, new, and last but not least, is year, the year of our Lord, 2018. Luke chapter 4, verse 19. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This next year in 2018, a year for church growth.
Yes, sir.
A year for self-discipline. A year for determination. Beloved, let's be determined we're going to do something special. Something special this next year,
yep,
to please God. You're not going to do it to please me or this building or this church. Of course, we may rejoice. We may share in the joy. But be a blessing to God, something special you can do. To love one another in strength and in prayers. We love one another. We pray for one another.
Amen.
We help one another.
Yep.
Amen.
We're going to grow if God sees that we care for one another. We'll add.
Yep.
John 15:12, Jesus says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. There's a song that we sing, and we sang it tonight, The Old Rugged Cross. On a hill,
yep,
far away,
yes,
stood an old rugged cross.
Amen.
My beloved, if you could close your eyes for just a second and see yourself at the foot of that cross, and you look up and you see Jesus and the blood dripping down his face and from his hands,
yes, sir,
and dripping on the ground. And you look and our Jesus is dying. And Jesus died on that cross for you and for me. I think that Jesus deserves our very best in 2018.
Amen.
Our very best.
Yep.
If we please and do what God wants us to, he will bless us. He blesses us already. Think of the many blessings he's already given us, our children, our lives, and on and on and on.
Amen.
But he'll bless us if we want to see this church grow. We want to see Jesus lifted up. We want to see revival in this church. My beloved,
amen,
we need to give Jesus our all.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the message that